AP News for this Saturday, February 17th. I'm Jackie Quinn. A defeat for Ukraine as Russian forces have taken complete control of the Ukrainian city of Avdiivka. Ukraine's foreign minister on the troop withdrawal.
It's bad. We need more ammunition.
Videos appear to show soldiers raising the Russian flag over an industrial complex where a small swath of Ukraine resistance remained. This is Vice President Kamala Harris speaking at the Munich Security Conference, promises Ukraine's president the U.S. will supply more aid.
Political gamesmanship has no role to play in what is fundamentally about the significance of standing with an ally.
She also blasted Russia, accusing its leadership of being behind the sudden death of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. President Volodymyr Zelensky told reporters he doesn't feel betrayed by the U.S. because he's confident the aid will be coming. The U.S. Secretary of State, also in Munich, tells Israel's leader, although the Jewish state must defend itself from Hamas.
We're thinking of the suffering of people caught up in the middle of conflict, including the Palestinian men, women, and children in Gaza.
In Colorado Springs, stunning news of two deaths in a dorm room at the University of Colorado. Here's our Julie Walker.
Two people shot in a dorm room at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, are being investigated as homicides and do not appear to be murder-suicide. Chancellor Jennifer Sobonek.
Our hearts are overcome by grief as unspeakable violence has reached into our campus.
Monday, they plan a day of healing for students. I'm Julie Walker.
A 4.7 magnitude earthquake struck in Texas near San Antonio. No major damage is reported. This is AP News. Why did a woman open fire at the Lakewood Church in Texas?
I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Minute. There are many unanswered questions after a shooting at Joel Osteen's Houston megachurch. Last Sunday, 36-year-old Janice Moreno was killed after exchanging gunfire with two off-duty officers after she opened fire in Lakewood Church. Authorities say they're reviewing Moreno's history of mental illness, a criminal record, and a dispute with her former in-laws. Wally Carranza is the former mother-in-law of the shooter.
We understand that the police, the governor, the mayor were being called by her neighbors, and no one responded.
She says they had previously reached out to the church for help.
We did not get a response.
Authorities say they're investigating how she legally purchased the AR-style rifle used in the attack. Pastor Joel Osteen says the shooting won't deter his church from its mission.
There are forces of evil, but the forces that are for us, the forces of God are stronger than that.
I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.